From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Some in Britain compared today to waking up with a hangover after the British referendum decision to leave the European Union that triggered what some analysts are calling financial and political earthquakes. With opinion polls going into Thursday's vote showing Leave's referendum would fail, Friday's results took many by surprise. Mixed with the shock were waves on the global markets, which dropped sharply as oil prices fell and the value of the British pound crashed to a three-decade low. Millar Sega reports.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijan says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think that this could be the catalyst to something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks, perhaps even months. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Ministers from the six European founding countries, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Italy, Belgium, and Luxembourg, are in Berlin today for an impromptu meeting to discuss the future of the EU after Britain's vote to leave the Union. They'll also be discussing the refugee crisis, unemployment woes, and EU security. The militant group Al-Shabaab attacked a hotel near Mogadishu's airport today, setting off a massive explosion followed by gunfire. According to police, a suicide bomber set off a car bomb outside the hotel, killing at least four people and wounding nearly a dozen others. Ambulance rushed to the area. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities underneath which the U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces. Italian officials say at least 7,000 migrants have been rescued from small boats in the Mediterranean Sea in just the last 2 days. Italian ships, along with others belonging to Doctors Without Borders, carried out more than 70 rescue operations, pulling people from overcrowded small rubber boats and dinghies. The migrants, mainly from Arab and sub-Saharan African countries, are trying to reach Europe. The UN's World Food Program reports it will soon begin regular flights of food and other relief supplies from the Syrian capital of Damascus to the northeastern city of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lüscher says planes will take off from Damascus International Airport for Qamishli Airport, which is under government control.
We will bring food in for 150,000 people. And we will concentrate on food in the beginning because the food situation on the ground has been really dire.
Qamishli is on the border with Turkey and close to Iraq. It is under control of both the Syrian government and Kurdish forces, with the latter controlling the majority of the city. Lucia says the number of international agencies, including the World Health Organization, UN Refugee Agency, and International Committee of the Red Cross, are interested in ferrying desperately needed relief supplies to the inhabitants of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Defense Department plans to repeal its ban on transgender service members, ending a year of contentious internal debate about how they can serve openly. The decision is expected to be announced July 1st, according to newspaper USA Today, which cites a senior Pentagon official speaking on condition of anonymity. A Pentagon officer emailed VOA a statement today saying, while the DOA anticipates completing our policy on transgender service members in the coming weeks, no date has been confirmed for the announcement. Transgender troops currently can be discharged. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who must approve the change, said last year the current regulations were outdated and called for a review. If there is a change made, each service would have 1 year to implement change. Rio de Janeiro has another bump in the road as it gets ready for the Summer Olympics in just 6 weeks. The World Anti-Doping Agency has suspended the city's official drug testing laboratory, barring it from any further tests for 6 months because it committed what the WADA called procedural errors. And in American presidential politics, Democratic Presidential Party candidate Bernie Sanders says he will vote for Hillary Clinton in the coming November general elections. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.